It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330. Here's Shireen Herrera.
All right, it's that time. I'm Shireen Herrera, Lander Biz, Owen Sweeney, Lander Chamber of Commerce, and we have Susan Baker with Dentures and Dental Care in Lander, located on Main Street. Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Peachy Keen, we're here for Lander Biz, where we get to ask the expert. I've already told Susan I'm a huge fan. I have a deep love for dental and ortho, just coming off 3 years of braces. You have to, right? So I'm pretty excited about today's episode with Lander Biz because any chance I can, Susan, to promote dental hygiene, dental, anything, I'm all about it.
And true believer.
Yes. No, I really am. It's kind of crazy. Went from hating the dentist. No offense, Susan.
She probably gets that a lot.
Yeah, to loving.
Every day.
Yeah, to loving the dentist. So, Susan, tell me a little bit more about Dentures and Dental Care of Lander.
So we are a full-service dental office, and we specialize in same-day dentures. So we provide all services except orthodontics. We don't do orthodontics, but our emphasis is on new dentures, replacement dentures, implant over dentures, that type of thing.
Really important, too, and I was raised by my grandma who had dentures, and that was just one of the most important things. If she didn't have, at first, she didn't have dentures that fit properly. She wasn't eating. She was losing weight, and come to find out, she needed new dentures. Now, you probably see that a lot, Susan, right?
Yes,
that's why it's important to go to Dentures and Dental Care in Lander, too, because not only are you able to help people, it sounds like you're able to help people quickly, which, in that case, for food, a necessity, that's an important aspect.
Yes. And I think that's really what sets us apart from other offices is that we have an in-house technician. So in most places where you go to have a set of dentures made, it's going to take 3-4 appointments. With about 2 to 3 weeks in between each one. And so we're able to provide that service in one day. The patient comes in at 8 o'clock in the morning. Their impressions are taken, then they come back about an hour and a half to 2 hours later, and the teeth are set up in wax. So they put that in their mouth, and they're able to see what the final product looks like.
Wow.
So they can make sure that it's level, make sure the midline is correct, make sure that they like, if there's something they don't like, maybe the shade, maybe the shape of the tooth, something. So at that try-in stage, it can be corrected, and then they receive their teeth end of the day. So it's the same day.
And we just talked about how important that is when it comes to dentures and your teeth and eating. Same day is very important. And again, we're talking with Susan with Lander Biz, Dentures and Dental Care of Lander. If you don't know where they're at, they're right there on Main Street, 933 Main. Who are you close near there?
We are right across the street from the subway parking lot.
Perfect.
And right next to, there's a new Edward Jones building that's right next to us.
You're right in the corner of 9th
right
at, and Main.
Right on the curve there.
Yeah, very close to the Dairyland. Right,
awesome.
Right there. Yeah, right where Main Street starts to curve to the right when you're coming in and going south to north.
How long have you been in Lander now?
So I moved here in December of 16, and I bought the practice from Peter Pappas, who was here for, 40 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
It was a while, yeah.
A long time. And he's been gone a while. He and I worked together for 6 months, and he retired in June of 2017. So I've been here going on 5 years now.
You like it?
I really do. I really do. It's really been really good, and I have a fantastic group of employees, and
That's
we
wonderful.
All get along. It's
how many people work for
wonderful.
You?
I have three.
Wonderful.
Three.
It's always nice when everybody gets along, and Lander just has that, you know, family feel, too.
It's really, really nice. I've enjoyed it.
And you've done, I've been there and seen the remodeling. Tell us a little about that. What kind, was it mostly just aesthetic, or was it technology as well?
We it was just a single suite, and we actually combined two suites. So the actual square footage is larger, plus we just redid everything without changing too many walls or anything.
I see.
Just
okay.
Kind of more like a cosmetic upgrade with combining the two.
Okay.
And then we moved the laboratory up to the top floor. It was in the basement.
Oh, okay.
And then we did add some new technology, some new 3D imaging machine, just kind of upgraded everything, and all new chairs, all new operatories.
Nice.
So now, when we first talked, when I first met you and learned about the practice, and I assume this has a lot to do with the fact that you can get this done in a day, which still blows my mind, you have a pretty, people come from pretty far to get, you know, to take advantage of your services. So how far do people come from?
I would say on average, well, I mean, some local, on average, up to 150, 200 miles. We have quite a few from the Casper area. We have a lot from Rawlins, Rock Springs, that direction, Green River. We have some from Gillette.
Yeah.
Pretty big range.
Well, it's good. I mean, yeah. So does this radio program.
Yeah.
You know, has a great range. So anybody out there who thinks you're too far away, you're not.
Right. And also for people who are local, are you still have plenty of room to accommodate folks that live right here?
We do. And it's funny. I've talked to people and that I run into around town, and they go, well, I didn't even know you were here or you did that. So, I mean, I guess it's good that I'm doing this because the practice
Absolutely.
Has been there for 40-something years. I just modernized it. Got new equipment and added implants to the practice. So it's been there, same location and everything for a long time.
How long have you been doing implants? Because I know those can be a tricky.
About 12 years.
Got some experience doing that for sure. Mm-hmm. Where were you before?
So I moved from Texas, and my undergrad, I was a pharmacist for 10 years. Graduated from University of Texas and did that for 10 years. And then I went back to dental school. And then I had a practice in the Fort Worth area for 20 years. And basically Texas since high school.
Well, Wyoming and Texas share some similarities.
Very similar.
The greatest states.
Very similar. The area that I lived in was a town about the size of Lander, maybe even a little smaller. Demographic is real similar.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't a big change at all in that way. Weather's a little different.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Just a little bit.
That can be hot and muggy in Fort Worth. So
extremely.
Yeah, I prefer this weather for sure.
Changes seasons.
Yes. And the foliage, which is just popping now, is just a great time to be in Lander. This is Lander Biz, where we get to ask the expert. We have Dr. Susan Baker with Dentures and Dental Care of Lander joining us, talking about not all things dental, but being a part of the community here in Lander. And we were talking a little earlier, too, the Lander Chamber of Commerce, big resource for the area. What made you want to be a part of the chamber?
I just think it's important to be involved in the community. And to have a group of people that you're associated with and you can network with and help each other in different ways. That's basically why.
Yeah, and you know, really, that's what we're about. That's one of our core functions is to promote our members, to make our members famous, if you will. And that's why we've started this new program, partnering with County 10, and it's a lot of fun. It's another way. I mean, it's one thing, as we were talking about off air before we got on. You know, obviously, each business will, to a lesser or greater degree, promote itself through marketing and advertising. But we have, through pooling the resources of our members, we can broaden that and expand it and give each of our members more reach. And that's really what we want to do, because we want to help everybody do well. We respect the business owners. They're providing livings not only for themselves, but for their employees. And so the more we can help do that, the better it is for Lander.
Halloween's coming up. Curveball for you. Halloween candy.
They're handing out candy already.
What's your advice? Are you one of those dentists that are just completely anti-candy? Or what are some of your tips maybe for Halloween coming up around the corner?
Ooh, this is tough.
Like she might have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, maybe
sure.
So. She's like,
and a lot of our patients are already in a compromised situation.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
most of what we do is replacing teeth that are already pretty much gone.
So hard candies and things of that nature are no good.
It's always good. I mean, even with natural teeth, with crowns, with dentures, it's always good to avoid anything real hard to chew on or anything that you could potentially break something, either break off a denture tooth or break a filling, break a tooth. I mean, anything like that is always good to avoid.
Yeah, I just cringed a little bit because I definitely don't want that to happen. And that's a good reminder. Mm-hmm. Candied apples used to be one of my favorite things. I tend to stay away from those. That candy can get really hard depending on how thick that coating can be too and whoever made it. So good advice.
Doesn't even need to be that hard.
Yeah, and it can.
My dental nightmare story was a $1,000 pretzel. I literally bit into a pretzel and broke this crown right here, cracked right in half. So that was a pricey pretzel.
You know, helping kids when they're young about learning about dental hygiene, which is so important. And then really, you know, helping folks because, as you get older, you know, dentures are a big part of that as well. And my grandma had such a rough time, Susan, with dentures. I mean, it was, you know, from the cost to the not having the same day, you know, ability. And, you know, back in those days, too, it would be weeks. You know, before she could get something fixed or, you know, and that's just too rough.
Patients that have dentures and wear dentures for a long time, once the teeth are gone, the bone goes away because the purpose of the bone is to hold the teeth in. So once you go to a set of dentures and you think, oh, good, I'm never going to have any tooth problems anymore, you're actually just trading one set of problems for another set of problems. So we try to discourage most everybody to try to keep teeth if they just can't or if it's just too far gone. Then we educate them about the downfalls of a denture. Mm-hmm. So it's not the best thing, but if you do have to go to a denture, you should always have some type of implant, either retention or support to keep the bone from just going away.
Okay, so that was going to be my question. So the implants actually, in being in contact with the bone, actually give the bone reason for existing and therefore sticking around.
As the forces are exerted while you're chewing, it stimulates the bone to lay down new and lay down new bones.
Okay, that was going to be my other question. What are the main differences? I mean, there are obvious differences between dentures and implants, but are there other things to keep in mind for people who are listening in? Like, what are some benefits? It sounds like the benefits are very heavily in favor of the implants.
It is. Not only to retain bone, but also just to keep you from having to brace in a certain way to hold a denture in. Because some people can do it, some people cannot. Huh. It's going to dislodge and come out every time they talk, every time they open their mouth wide, move their tongue, it's going to dislodge. So with some retention from implants, you don't have to worry about that anymore. So those are the two reasons.
Okay.
It's bone preservation, keeping it fixed in place.
Do implants wear out?
The implant body itself, the part, the physical that goes into the bone, does not wear out per se. The prosthesis, whatever is attached to the implant, be it the crown, be it the denture, be it the hybrid, whatever it is, and there's a whole bunch of different ways to restore them, that can wear out, yes.
Okay.
Talking with Susan Baker, dentist and owner of Dentures and Dental Care of Lander. We're going to take a quick break and be back in minutes. That's right, we're back. It's Lander Biz. I'm Shereen Herrera, Owen Sweeney with the Lander Chamber of Commerce, and we have dentist Susan Baker with us with Dentures and Dental Care of Lander. Susan, what is the benefit of paying for dental practices with cash? Because it is a growing trend.
So this office has, as long as I've been there, been a cash practice. The patients pay the day of service. And then if they have dental insurance, we file the dental insurance. And then when the reimbursement comes in, we just mail the check out anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks later, something like that. Mm-hmm. And the main benefit is there's the elimination of paperwork, and we're able to keep our costs down. So our dentures are half, if not more than half, of what other places charge. Plus, we do it in a day, and we have a really talented technician that makes them look beautiful. So
it's definitely a growing trend.
That's what it is.
It's a trend across the healthcare industry, no matter what the field. I've done some reading about this. Both of my in-laws are medical doctors, and so we're kind of up on these things. And that is certainly a trend that we see. Horse injury in the family recently, and not the horse. One of our kids fell off his horse, and so now he's in physical therapy and. We were blown away when we said, hey, can we pay in cash? And they said, sure, 65% discount. That's tremendous. And so I have seen that around the country more and more, all cash practices. And you know, just the administrative costs are what drive up healthcare. That's one of the reasons. I have a sister who used to work for the Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, and she worked in the hospital there teaching hospital, and there was some figure that she quoted to me, like, for every medical professional that is hired, on average 10 administrators one medical professional in the industry. I mean, that is a massive cost, right?
Susan, we've been focusing a lot on dentures during Lander Biz. I have to ask, I know you offer some other services. What are those services?
We offer all services with the exception of orthodontics on children. I do some Invisalign, some orthodontics on adults, but in general we do root canals, crowns, fillings, cleanings, periodontal therapy, everything that a regular general dentist office would have. And we do offer oral sedation. So the patients can come in, take a pill or two, and then be very relaxed.
Right. Not the gas?
And the gas. We do that as well.
I'm going as well.
Whiskey.
Now that I know.
I like the whiskey.
I'm serious, Susan. I don't mean to say, but when I find out a dentist does offer that, I'm all about it.
You're there?
Yeah. It's not that I'm terribly afraid of the dentist, but I've had a lot of dental work in my life, and so I just know that it does serve its purpose in the dental world. So,
and just knowing it's there probably helps too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a little...
Yeah, crank that up a little bit more. All right, we're talking about dental work, and we were just finishing up the last segment on dentures. But like Susan said, they offer all kinds of stuff at Dentures and Dental Care of Lander, general dentistry, implants. And implants is another huge part of your practice, right, Susan?
It is. Mm-hmm. That's something that I started doing when I took over the practice from Dr. Pappas, because he did them for a while and then he stopped, and the practice needed that, because if you're doing dentures, you have to be able to offer some way for the patient to have retention. Yeah, it's been really helpful, really good.
Do you do some of it for cosmetic purposes too, and or is it mainly for dentures?
Yeah, we place single tooth implants for a patient that has all their teeth.
Yeah.
We do that, yeah. There's so many different applications for implant, anywhere from a single tooth to retaining a denture to a full arch fixed hybrid, replaces a whole arch of teeth.
It's crazy. I was missing one tooth. I got it, and then I got a bridge put in. Was going to get an implant, but I wasn't a candidate for it. But it's crazy how much it changed my self-esteem too, just because you're missing a tooth, your whole mouth is shifted different. Yeah. It's not where it should be.
And it's a bridge is a nice alternative, but an implant is more just like having your natural tooth back.
Exactly. It's so much better. Like I wish that's something that I would have been a candidate for, but we talked earlier that not everybody is a candidate.
Now, what would be some reasons for someone not being a candidate for an implant?
There's a lot. Physical health reasons, maybe someone that's immunocompromised. Somebody that may have a large bony defect. Say they had a tooth that was infected for a long period of time and it caused erosion in the bone.
I see.
You would have to do a grafting procedure, which is not always so predictable. So it really depends on the condition of the site where the implant is going to go.
I see.
But also medical issues, somebody that is an uncontrolled diabetic, different things like that, health
health-wise. See. Okay.
If you are a candidate and if, you know, you're listening to this, it's life-changing. It really is. And the advances in technology. And Susan, it sounds like dentures and dental care of land are really up on the technology. And I'm sure that'll continue as well. And that's an important aspect, too.
Yeah, dentistry, it's really an interesting time to be in dentistry because you can provide almost anything that the patient wants. And the only limiting factor is how good do you want it, and how much money do you want to spend?
I see.
As far as replacing,
I love it.
You know,
yeah.
Replacing teeth, it's really cool.
That is really cool. And it's also really cool that that's here in far-flung Lander. So that's wonderful.
And where do you see some of the advances with dentistry going? I mean, obviously the 3D is the main push right now.
Yeah, there's so much. So when I first came here, I upgraded all the technology, and I'm already behind.
Oh, wow.
Because
yeah,
it's going that fast.
That is the truth.
I believe it.
That way in the medical field in general and everything. The technology is just like spinning. So, you know, I would say it's becoming more computerized, more digital, more pre-planned cases, things where you can pretty much plan a whole case out, thereby eliminating your surgical time.
I'm excited to see more advances in dental work too, just because I still have some stuff left to get done. I could be coming to see Susan. And I know that I'll have work, you know, down the way. And that's one thing when you're early and you have to get work done in the dental world, you have to know that you have to maintain that. And that's a big part of that is continuing to make sure that you have checkups, getting your cleanings, you know, twice a year, making sure you're flossing. I'm a big stickler about your health having a lot to do with your oral hygiene.
And that sort of reminded me of something else. So there is a strong link between cardiovascular disease and periodontal health.
Mm-hmm.
They've found in autopsies, they've found periodontal bacteria and plaque in arteries, and that's pretty generally known now.
Okay.
But the correlation becomes stronger and stronger every year, so it's really important.
Yeah,
for someone's overall health.
Yeah, we found nutrition has such a huge part to play in dental health. There was a time where we, as a family, lacked dental insurance, and so we went for a while without it, and we were worried about the kids. But when we finally did go in, the dental hygienist was blown away that our kids didn't have any cavities, and mm-hmm. when they found out what our diet was like, there's like that's the key right there. And it was kind of amazing.
Yeah, diet is really important, but there's also a component of just heredity, because mm-hmm. I have patients that they do everything right, they eat right, and they still gradually lose their teeth. So some of it is sort of out of your control.
I see.
It's another leg of the tripod, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, two last and final questions for you, Doc, is one, favorite mouthwash?
Old Time Listerine.
Oh, there you go. Right. Going old school.
You have to ask the professionals, and then what's your favorite toothpaste?
Oh, God. Let me think here.
I have sensitive teeth, so
I'm
going to
go with Sensodyne.
That's
yeah.
Me. I'm a Sensodyner.
That's my vote.
Okay.
Good to hear from the actual professional that I've chosen the right toothpaste. So, Susan, it's been great talking with you. Of course, we'll have you back on, and a big fan. And if there's any chance I can to promote oral health, I'm all about it. So if you've listened to this, or you know somebody, you know, if you're like me and you have a grandparent or something that's struggling with dentures, they need to get into dentures and dental care of Lander. Same day. They're up on the technology, and obviously the quickness is really important when it comes to your teeth. So we'll be back with another episode of Lander Biz. Owen, anything on the way out?
No,
you're smiling, so we're having a good time.
I just love this new program. I love being able to promote our members, and you know, we do have over 300 members and growing. So if you listeners out there want to learn about the many different kinds of businesses here in Lander, just go to landerchamber.org and look at our business directory and learn about all the great businesses and organizations here in Lander.